Lawmakers in the Vermont Senate plan to fast-track legislation that would create a retail market for cannabis in Vermont. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says she isn't convinced that Vermont is ready for a tax-and-regulate system.
During each of the past three legislative sessions, the Vermont Senate has passed legislation that would have created an above-board market for retail cannabis sales. And it looks like that streak will continue in 2019.
I expect that the Senate will take up and pass legal seed-to-sale system in 2019.
Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash says the Senate won't waste any time getting a bill to the floor, and he doesn't want Senate committees to get bogged down for months with cannabis legislation.
And so my hope is that the committees will do their due diligence but move quickly and send a bill to the House.
Historically, it's the House where tax and regulate legislation has run into resistance, and its path to approval in 2019 won't be smooth.
You know, I'm honestly really torn on it.
That's Grand Isle Democrat Mitzi Johnson, and as House Speaker, her opinion will be influential. Johnson says there are some benefits to a tax and regulate model, namely the quality control of cannabis products that would come with state oversight. But she says the state is less than a year into a law that legalized possession and cultivation of small amounts of cannabis.
And I want to know what effect that's having on usage, on highway safety, on just awareness of the dangers. And I don't think a tax and regulate system is something to rush into.
With the opening of retail cannabis stores in Massachusetts late last year, Ash says many Vermonters are already participating in a tax and regulate system.
So Vermonters are now driving down there, buying it legally, coming back to Vermont, using it legally, but all of the dollars available for public health and other investments are going to Massachusetts and not Vermont.
And he says that ought to fuel some urgency for a similar statutory framework in Vermont. But even if House lawmakers can muster majority support for a tax and regulate bill, it's far from certain to become law. Governor Phil Scott has said he won't support a retail market for cannabis sales until the state has a roadside test to determine marijuana impairment. That technology doesn't exist right now, and it's unlikely it'll arrive before lawmakers adjourn later this spring. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.